When you're starting out, Joe, recording an album, do you pay attention to continuity with previous releases and audience expectation?
Oh, you know, I never really think about that continuity thing. I don't know. I mean, that's a funny thing. I mean, you might think from the outside looking in that that's a good idea, but I think it seems to go against the natural inclination of the artist, you know. I mean, we're always burning the bridge right behind us as we get off and looking to go in some other direction. It's a strange neurosis, you know, that the drive to create and let everybody know about it and move on. But I realize that, you know, I'm just always trying to move into new territory. I think the saving grace is that sometimes what I think is really new may not be perceived as that new, and then other times stuff that I think is like you know, something I've done before, people hear as being completely new. So I think I'm the worst person to ask. You know, I think the audience has got a much better perspective than I do. So I've learned never to think about it. I just keep moving forward. I just keep trying to write new music about new experiences and enjoy exploring the studio and the new musicians, you know, healthy way to do it.
And I always think, Joe, and I'm sure others think this as well, your fans and also people who listen to the new album, you seem to be at your best when you're telling like a lyrical story on the guitar.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I strive to be as descriptive and evocative as possible with each song, and I try to be as specific as possible. One of the things that used to really bother me about other instrumental type guitar records was that there was a sameness to everything, as if the music was more about the promotion of the guitar player, as a guitar hero. And I thought, well, this is really boring because it sounds like a commercial for a handful of techniques, you know, that the player practiced, but it's got nothing to do with real musical stories. Now, you know, a lyricist would never do that. You know, a lyricist would sit down and write a specific song with specific words about a thing or a person or people or an event. So, and all the greatest classical composers did the same thing. They wrote music about something, and it was specific. And that's why that music carries on to this day. So I thought, I'm going to write songs that are about me and my experiences, my feelings, and each song is going to be very, very specific. So I let the song's subject matter dictate the guitar technique.
What do you think of the current crop of guitarists? Because it must be really flattering when you hear so many musical references to your own style. I reckon half of them might not be so interesting to you, but what is the secret, do you think? Is it the song construction, the technique? Is it being in the right place at the right time? I suppose this is a question addressed for, you know, up-and-coming guitarists, really.
Well, I think that if you base your idea of success on technique, that you're in trouble, because the internet allows everybody to hear and see what you're doing instantly, and they copy it in a second. So, you know, the days of turning your back on the audience when you play your very special technique that you think is going to make you famous, those days are gone. And and so basically everybody eventually will know everything within a few minutes. So I think it points to the composition as being the thing that is really going to make you stand out in the crowd, other players who've been exposed to all the latest techniques. The equipment is more easily found on just about every continent these days as well. When you take into account those factors, I think it always is going to come right back around to how much originality you actually have.
Now, just to wrap things up, really, can you direct listeners to one of your albums, Joe, that maybe you think gets a little bit overlooked, perhaps even your own favourite over the past 20 years or so. You know, one album that perhaps means a bit more to you, or you have a particular fondness for the circumstances, you know, how it was created or whatever. Can you actually put your finger on one album?
Oh, wow, that's really hard. I think, you know, number one, it's like most of the albums sound pretty strange to me anyway. The other odd thing is that, as I said before, you know, I'm kind of, you know, burning the artistic bridge as I leave it. And so that means that the most recent album is the one that I'm feeling most excited about. It's the one I'm still trying to work out how to play live. I'm still working on combining, you know, three or four guitar parts into one. I guess I feel like I'm closest to the most recent record.